Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that'll make any 3D artist's ears perk up. We're talking 3D assets, the ready-made kind, over at 3dscanstore.com.
A site I think a lot of artists, especially those who are maybe just getting started or even seasoned pros on a tight deadline, are going to find really useful.
It's more than just, oh, here's a model of an ear, put it on your character. Yeah. We're digging into why this stuff is like gold for sculpting, for game dev, you name it.
It's all about that edge, right?
Exactly. So 3dscanstore.com/their site, pretty standard at first glance. You've got your categories, heads, body.
Hands and feet. Always a pain to model those well.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
But then you get to the specifics. They're hand scans. You don't just pick male or female. Age, ethnicity, they've got it.
Which is huge these days. Clients are demanding diversity. Realism has gone way up.
And it delivers. We're talking detail down to the fingerprints.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make a game or a film and you need that close-up shot.
No way around it. Got to be accurate.
And that's just hands. They've got meta-human identities. If you're using Unreal Engine, that's like magic.
Bridges the gap between finding assets and getting them working right in your workflow.
Plus, they even have polygon hair. Anyone who's pulled their hair out over 3D hair knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, for sure. That's what I think makes 3dscanstore so interesting. It's not just about individual assets. It's the time-saving aspect for artists.
Right. Instead of starting from a cube, you're starting with, like, a 90% complete sculpture. That's got to free up so much mental bandwidth.
And because these are photogrammetry scans, you're talking about capturing the detail of real life stuff that would take forever to sculpt manually.
Okay, see, now photogrammetry, that's a whole other
rabbit hole. But basically, it's how they get this insane level of realism, taking tons of pictures and turning them into 3D models.
So instead of me spending a week trying to get the shape of a nose just right,
you grab a scan from 3dscanstore and boom, you're already onto tweaking the finer details, adding your own artistic touch.
That's got to be a relief for so many artists. So much pressure these days to get things hyper-realistic, but also to do it quickly.
It's a tough balance, and that's where I think knowing about these resources, these tools, comes in handy. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Okay, I'm sold on the time-saving part.
Yeah.
But you mentioned metahuman identities earlier. For anyone listening who's not neck deep in Unreal Engine, what's the big deal there?
So think of MetaHuman as the system for making like really convincing digital people inside of Unreal Engine, right? You got all the bells and whistles. And the cool thing is assets from 3dscanstore, they can slot right in.
Wait, so instead of building a character's face from scratch in MetaHuman, I could start with a scan that's already got all the detail, then just like adjust it further.
You got it. Huge time saver, especially for game devs, animators, anyone who needs to get a character up and running fast. You're not starting from zero.
That's got to be a game changer, especially for smaller studios or indie devs. They might not have the budget for a whole team of character artists.
Exactly. And because these scans are so detailed, you're not losing any fidelity. In fact, you're probably gaining some because you're working with like real world data.
So it's not just about making things look good. It's about making them look real, which I imagine is super helpful for sculptors too.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you're sculpting a character, right? Having that real world reference, those subtle details captured in a scan.
It's like having a behind the scenes look at how actual bodies are put together.
Yeah.
Must be incredibly valuable.
Especially for anatomical accuracy, but also it just gives you a solid foundation to build on. You can focus more on your own artistic interpretation, on pushing the boundaries of your own style. It's a win-win, really.
Okay, so we've talked about how amazing these scans are, all the detail. But I think where it really clicks for me is like picturing myself actually using this stuff in my workflow.
Right, because it's one thing to have a library of a million assets. It's another to actually integrate them.
Totally. So say I'm working on a game character.
Yeah.
Right. And I want them to look realistic. Mm. We're talking next gen, high fidelity, all that.
You could spend weeks, easy, just on the base model. Sculpting, refining.
Oh, I know that pain. Especially if you're going for anatomical accuracy.
Which is more and more important. But now imagine, instead of starting from a sphere or a cube, you import a body scan from 3dscanstore.
Yeah, boom, you're already, what, like 80% of the way there?
At least. The topology is good. You've got the muscle definition, even subtle skin details.
Like someone gave you a head start in the marathon.
Exactly. You're not wasting time on the groundwork. You're jumping right to the artistic part. Posing, expression, the stuff that makes your character unique.
So instead of getting bogged down in, does this bicep look right? I can focus on like making the character feel alive.
Exactly. And the cool thing is with these scans, You're not sacrificing realism for speed. It's not like those old days of, oh, we need a low poly character, just make a blob with legs.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
But here, you're working with real-world data captured from actual people.
So you know the underlying structure is sound, which I think is hugely beneficial, even if someone's a fantastic sculptor, just having that reference point.
It's like having an anatomy book built into your 3D software.
Right. And it frees you up to take more risks, to experiment, because, if you mess something up, you've got that solid base to return to.
It's a safety net for your creativity. Okay, so sculptors, game devs, they're obviously going to love this. But what about animation?
Oh man, animation too. So ThreedScan Store has these things called animation-ready body scans. Game changer, especially for indie devs.
Okay, break that down for me. What makes them animation ready?
So a regular scan, it's just the model, right? You got to rig it, add bones, all that technical stuff. These, they come pre-rigged.
Get out of here. So it's literally like drag and drop in your animation software and start posing.
Pretty much. Obviously, there's always going to be some tweaking depending on your project,
Yeah.
but the heavy lifting is done. It's like having a puppet that's already got its strings attached.
Man, that's going to be such a time saver. And speaking of time savers, we got to talk about the polygon hair, because I know from personal experience, 3D hair can be a nightmare.
The bane of many an artist's existence. But yeah, ThreedScan Store, they've got these pre-made hair assets, different styles, lengths.
And these aren't just like flat planes with a hair texture on them.
No, these are the real deal. They've got volume, they react to light properly. Some even have simulated physics.
Okay, now that's just showing off. So instead of spending a week trying to get hair to look right, you can just.
Browse the library, find a style that fits your character, and boom, done. Or, at least a much better starting point than a bald head.
I'm telling you, this whole site feels like cheating, but in the best way possible.
Right.
Like, it's almost too good to be true.
Right, but that's the thing. It's not about replacing the artist's skill. It's about giving them better tools to work with.
You know, it's funny. We've been talking about this whole site for a while now, and a part of me is still just like, wait, it's that easy.
I get it. It almost feels like cheating. Like we're revealing some big industry secret.
Totally. Remember when you'd spend like a whole day just trying to get the fingers on a hand model to bend right?
Oh, don't remind me. Or like UV mapping ahead. That was always a joy.
The worst. But now it's just, boom, here's a scan, perfect topology, ready to go.
And it makes you wonder, right? What does this mean for 3D art going forward?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is everyone going to just start using scans, or are we going to lose that handcrafted feel?
It's a valid concern, but I think, like with any new tool, it's about adaptation. Photography didn't kill painting, it just pushed it in new directions.
True, true. So maybe it's not about replacing traditional skills, but more like augmenting them.
Exactly. Think about it. Now, instead of sweating over the basics, an artist can take a scan, get the anatomy right, and then really go wild with the details.
Well, it's kind of like having a really strong foundation to build on. You're not limited by technical hurdles anymore.
And that opens up so many possibilities. Imagine being able to experiment with different styles, create crazy creatures.
Or like hyper-realistic characters that would have taken a team of artists months to make. Now one person can do it.
And do it faster, which means they can take on more projects, tell more stories. It's exciting.
It's like democratizing creativity, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly, these tools that were only available to big studios are within reach for everyone.
And who knows what amazing stuff people will come up with. It's like giving a paintbrush to someone who's only ever drawn in pencil.
Well said. Well, that just about wraps up our deep dive into 3DScanStore.com.
A treasure trove of 3D assets, if I do say so myself.
Absolutely. We've seen how these scans can be a game changer for artists of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I highly recommend checking them out.
Might just change the way you work.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, as always, keep creating, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.